welcome to Your Therapy Podcast. Let's talk about any and everything with no filter. I'm your host, Tanya, and today's topic is about charity. You know what? One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 9:7. God loveth a cheerful giver. Yeah, so what do you guys think about that? You know, let's get right into it. Talk about charity. So, like, do you have things in your home, like your office, that you need to get rid of? I mean, I know I do. And I know it can be a challenge at times. I mean, like, oh, the memories. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. Look at you in those jeans, girl. You look good. Yeah, those jeans are too tight. And you're about to bust the seams. You need to take them off. Because, you know, you're not going to lose that weight. Or you have not lost that weight. I mean, I've done it. Like, man, I'll put these pants on. I'm like, I'm like, I gained that much weight. Or you may say, man, I done lost too much weight. I don't know what to do with this stuff. I mean, like, you're spending 10 hours just trying on clothes. I mean, you got shoes that you don't even wear. Some of these things still have the tags on them. Some of us would be ashamed of ourselves. I can't say that. You know, like, why are people throwing stuff away, like throwing it in the trash instead of like making an effort to like give it away? You know, you can give it to people. I mean, that's a form of charity. So, I mean, like, these things could be like food. I mean, it could be clothes. It could be furniture. I mean, even your time. Hello. It don't always have to be money, but money is always a good thing. But it helps someone else. You know, it helps someone to better themselves in the form of charity. Because if you have more than someone else, why not help your brother or your sister, you know? And I'm just saying that in general, the next person, your neighbor, your friend, or whoever, you know, why not help them instead of just like getting rid of stuff? You know, there's so many people out here that are in need, and I'm not here to give anybody a guilt trip, but come on, really? I mean, you know we all can do better, right? I agree. We all can do better. Thank you very much. So let's keep that in our back pocket. Let's keep that in mind. But also, I mean, you know, this whole COVID thing, I know it got everybody in a funk and some people feeling some kind of way. And, you know, my prayers do go out to a lot of people out there because a lot of things have happened and transpired and a lot of deaths have taken place. But it also gave me, you know, the reflection of, yeah, you know, God is still in control. God has the last say so. So that's why I took my extra time to like declutter my home, you know, and declutter my mind too. You know what I mean? So I was weeding out through things, going through things, throwing things away that was kind of broken, you know, but I also was bagging up things and giving it away to charity, you know, like clothes and shoes and even furniture. I mean, things that I knew, I'm like, you know what? I need to get rid of this because I don't need it. I'm not even using it. So I was just like, might as well give it away instead of just trashing it because it was still in good use. It was just that I had no need for it anymore. So, you know, that's things that I chose to do, but I also still feel like I still have a lot more to do, but mainly just paperwork, you know, just kind of going through old papers and things like that. Love letters, huh? Just joking. I know, I'm hilarious. But anywho, so how about you? I mean, like, what do you feel that you could give away, you know, to charity? I mean, have any of you considered charity? I mean, because there's a lot of places out here. I mean, we have like Purple Heart, which is one of my favorite because they strictly just like donate the stuff. And then you have like Salvation Army. You got Toys for Tots. You got St. Jude's. You got American Red Cross. Save the Children. Feeding America. Whoop whoop. And Alzheimer's Association and Goodwill. But you also have the Samaritan Purse. So that we as individuals, we could donate. So why aren't we doing it? You know, my daughter does it and she's young, you know, she's like, oh, mommy, I don't need this anymore. Let's just gift this to someone else. You know, a lot of kids don't think about that type of stuff. I mean, hello, I mean, we can help someone else that may be the same size that you used to be, because I know a lot of us have like these dream goals, like, oh, I'm gonna hang on to this outfit because, girl, I'm gonna lose some weight. You know you lying. You ain't gonna lose no weight. And the same thing about, you know, sometimes people like, oh, girl, my mama gave me this outfit, or my daddy gave me these clothes. I'm gonna gain some weight so I can fit in them. You know you lying. You need to just give that stuff away, because you ain't gonna put it on. It's just gonna sit in that closet for eternity. And you know that. So why are we that lazy, or better yet, selfish, to hold on to this stuff and maybe some of us just throw it in the trash instead of just bagging it up, slapping a label on it, and maybe write it off and donate it. You know, you can do those things. You know, it helps you out in the long run. But, you know, I mean, I just, that's been on my mind. Like, why don't people do charities anymore? And if they do, I mean, it's like very scarce. And especially COVID made it really hard. I remember I went to call, you know, Salvation Army, and I was like, man, I got a bunch of stuff, you know, I want to donate. And it was like, well, you know, due to COVID, we ain't taking anything. I'm like, look, this stuff clean. You know, I wash my stuff. Some of it's brand new. You're like, I'll wash it. You know, I'll dry it. I'll iron it and fold it, slap a label on it, just to make it look nice for the next person that's getting it. So that way they can appreciate it, you know, more so. I mean, because it's nothing like getting something that smells good and fresh and, you know, and it looks good. You know, it's not all worn down. Now, you don't want to go giving people no trashy holy stuff now. You don't want to give them no dirty underwear. Come on now, no dirty holy socks, because you wouldn't want that kind of stuff. You want the best. You know, if you could get the best, you want the best. So why not just do that for, you know, other people? I mean, and let alone not just talking about like clothes and stuff, but man, you can give away food. We waste so much food in this world. I mean, seriously. I mean, like a couple of, you know, big chain companies, and you know who you are, you throw food away at the end of the day instead of just giving it away to like the homeless, because there's people out there that would get it. Their policy is, oh, we got to put it in the trash, and if they want it, they can get it out the trash. I mean, like, come on now, really? I mean, are we that cutthroat that we can't just be like, hey, here, set up a station or something? You know, you need workers, so hire someone to kind of monitor it and just hand the food out. I mean, you're going to throw it away anyway. Just hand the food out. If you don't want to have to waste your product, your, you know, your bags or anything like that, just say, hey, here, plastic bag. Plastic bags are cheap. They dirt cheap. You know, a lot of companies out here making those things. So you can grab some plastic bag. They can just toss everything in there and just go here until it's all out. But I understand, you know, it becomes a liability. Some people look at it, oh, you know, if they get sick, you know, they're trying to sue us and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, yeah, whatever. But in the meantime, you're wasting food when there's a whole lot of, you know, hungry people out here. You know, that's talking about food. I mean, now, you got furniture, too. You can get rid of that, you know, but don't give somebody some busted up stuff, you know, with holes and cuts in it that can't be, you know, restored. I mean, give people things that you will want, you know, just take the time out. I mean, if it's fixable and you know how to do that kind of stuff, hook it up, hook a brother up, hook a sister up. So that way they can appreciate the things that you're going to give them, you know, for like charity. You know, don't just have that, you know, that nasty attitude like, oh, I don't want to do it, you know, but I'm going to do it any kind of way or any old way. No, you don't want to be like that, you know, because if you got that attitude, you might as well not even do it. You might as well just throw it in the trash. But, you know, and then going on to, like, your time. I mean, some of you may feel funny about what I have to say, but it's okay. You know, like, if you have a sibling, brother, aunt, uncle that's incarcerated. I mean, right now, I don't know if they're doing visitations, but it's always good to maybe, like, write them a letter. Go visit them. You know, your time is charity. You know, take the time to see how they're doing, because, you know, mentally, people not always, you know, at their best, and they need someone to talk to. I mean, that's probably why they're in the predicament they're in now, because, you know, they didn't have that guidance that they needed. And then also the enemy, is how I look at it, Satan himself, coming there, a little sneaky snake, you know, polluting people's mind. But, you know, you can always give your time as charity. I mean, going to visit, you know, inmates, you know, going to visit your grandma. Your grandma 100 years old and you telling me you can't go see her. You know, she's been blessed to be in this world, to still be living, and you can't even go visit her. I mean, or him, your grandfather, you know? I mean, I just have to put it out there. You know, you got moms and brothers, sisters, aunts, and cousins, and still yet they are in need, but you or anyone's not taking the time out to go spend time with them, making their time that charity time. You know, that's a special time, you know, for people. And then you got money, of course, you know, everybody can use a little dime here, a little dollar here, you know, $5, $10, $100, $1 million. I can use $1 million, but hello, you know, but money's good. You know, it's good to get you what you need, but don't just let that be your be all and end all, you know. Money's good, but it ain't all that good. All money ain't good money. I know you guys heard that, right? Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, my favorite scripture. And you know I'm going, your girl going to bring it out. Yep, I got to throw scripture in there, you know, because a lot of us, you know, we being lazy and better yet selfish. So, like Matthew 25, 34, and 40 says, okay, I'm just going to read a little bit of it. I'm not going to read all of it. You can always go grab your Bible if you need to. But he says here, for I was hungry and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. I was stranger and ye took me in. Naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visit me. I was in prison and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungry and fled thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? You know, that's the King James Version, but hey, to sum it all up, you know, charity is one of the greatest things that you can give a person. We are human beings, okay? So if somebody's sick, go help them. Give your charity. Give your time. You know, if they're in prison, same thing. Incarcerated, go visit them. Go talk to them. You know, they do have that, what do you call that? What is it? That food, it's this food thing that they have, where you can order food for them. They get it like every like quarter or something like that. You know, you can help them out if they need that. Or putting stamps, you know, for the phone call or writing a letter, whatever the case may be. You know, things like that can help better us as individual. So don't feel, you know, nasty about it because you have to give somebody something. Just give it from your heart and be done with it. And remember what I said. Don't give them something that you don't want. All right? So let's, you know, let's give a little. Or maybe let's give a lot. And not just on birthdays and holidays. You know, remember, like, subscribe, and share. See ya next time. Take it easy.